FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police are searching for several suspects in connection with the attempted murder of an elderly man in Maritzburg. Provincial spokesperson Robert Netschwinder says the 86-year-old was hijacked near a sports ground in Richmond last week. The suspects drove around with the victim for about 5 hours before locking him in the boot of his car. Netschwinder says they then ditched the vehicle in a forest.
Police in Richmond have opened cases of carjacking and attempted murder. The victim was later found in his vehicle with injuries and was taken to hospital for treatment. It is alleged that the suspect assaulted the victim and abandoned his vehicle after it collided with electric pole at Gengeshe area.
Airports Company South Africa says the four-hour fuel disruption at Oar Tambo International this week affected more than 480 flights. There were 31 cancellations and close to 50,000 passengers were hit by flight delays. AXA CEO Mpumi Mpofu says all they know at this point is that there were issues with the drive shaft. She says jet fuel couldn't be pumped from storage tanks to the areas at the airport where planes are refueled. Mpofu told Newsroom Africa that an emergency valve replacement is being organized.
We're conducting a thorough investigation as to what happened in this instance, and that already is on the back of an incident report that is about to be completed. We've subjected the drive shaft to a laboratory analysis, which basically will look at the actual reasons for it shearing or breaking apart into pieces, so that that detailed report will give us a very clear sense of what happened, what caused it.
The man leading the group, which forced out Syria's president, says the world doesn't need to fear. Abu Mohammed al-Jalani, the leader of the rebel group HTS, insists the country will be rebuilt and is not seeking conflict. He says it's time for peace. Meanwhile, the impact of Bashar al-Assad's 24-year brutal regime has been laid bare. Families in Damascus have been searching through morgues, trying to identify loved ones who experienced abuse while in detention under al-Assad's rule. Human rights violations, the use of chemical weapons and censorship dominated the last government. Mahmoud Solomon says he was arrested and beaten for protesting in Damascus in 2012.
I remember myself, you know, putting my hand on my head and seeing the blood and realizing that probably these are the last minutes that I'll witness in this world.
And officials in South Korea says the country's former defense minister has tried to take his own life while in detention over his role in the failed attempt to impose martial law. Kim Jong-un, along with the president, are the subject of a criminal investigation on insurrection charges. A spokesperson says Kim is in a stable condition and under protection in a secure cell. On the weather front today, 28 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay 35, Maritzburg 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, David Miller and George Lindy lead the Proteas to victory against Pakistan. Wins for Real Madrid and Liverpool in the Champions League. And Sundowns have a new coach.